Michael Brown's mother, Leslie McSpadden, was defeated in her bid to become a city council member in Ferguson, Missouri, yesterday. Activist Fran Griffin beat McSpadden to win the city council seat. Here to talk to us about the election results is Rachel Lipman, a reporter covering politics and criminal justice for St. Louis Public Radio. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Rachel.
Thank you, Tanzina. It's always a pleasure to be on.
Tell us, for those remembering, Ferguson was the scene of many protests a couple of years back. What does the outcome of this election tell us about where Ferguson is today?
I think what the election shows is that it is a city, or at least a ward, that is ready for some change. The person that Fran Griffin also defeated, Keith Kallstrom, was a longtime incumbent in that ward. He was a white man representing a ward that is predominantly African American. The city itself is majority African American, but this ward is heavily, almost 80% African American, and it is one of the poorest in the city. And Griffin is a woman who had been out working, not just protesting. She had joined a number of groups that are trying to guide and lead the policy reforms that Ferguson is having to make, and is one who was present in the community in ways that activists that I had spoke to said that McSpadden or Kallstrom had never really been.
Ferguson has been synonymous with racial inequality. Do these elections suggest a change?
It is hard to say simply because this is just one ward. If an African American person was able to be elected out of some of the wards that are maybe more predominantly white, I think that could potentially mark a change. But from this ward, it isn't necessarily surprising that an African American candidate would get elected. In fact, I think it's more surprising that one hadn't been elected before now or before 2015 when this ward elected its first African American council member.
The last time we spoke, there was a criminal justice reformer, Wesley Bell, won the Democratic primary for St. Louis County prosecutor. What has he done since he was sworn back in January?
Some of the bigger things that he has focused on is an effort to expand the diversion programs, drug court, for example, some of the programs that help redirect individuals who have been charged with low-level felonies. That is in limbo right now as they attempt to find the resources for this. It is not a cheap program to run. He has also taken a page from Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner's book and is no longer going to prosecute marijuana possession charges below 100 grams. He has ruled out the death penalty going forward. It's unclear what he will do with cases that a death penalty has already been decided as a penalty that the office will seek. And he has also said that he will no longer handle child support cases criminally, that if someone is very delinquent on their child support payments, he will handle that instead through civil or collections process.
We also know that Ferguson police are still under a federal consent decree. Where does that stand today? Have relations between the Black community and law enforcement improved?
I think that depends on who you ask. I think from a very 50,000 foot level, the answer is yes, just simply because the mindset of the department is no longer, we have to go out and get these fines and fees, not only because they are limited by state law, but also by the consent decree in terms of how they can police. But I would imagine that there are individual stories or individual officers within that department who still may have problematic relationships with the community. But I think overall, at a very broad level, yes, relationships have changed.
Rachel Lipman, politics and criminal justice reporter at St. Louis Public Radio. Rachel, thank you.
Thank you, Tanzina.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.